Welcome to the Closing Culture Podcast. I am your host, Sean Slaughter, real estate agent and investor. This real estate podcast goes on top of the roof, behind the wall, and under the flow to show you how real estate really works. What's good? Welcome to Closing Culture. My name is Sean Slaughter, real estate agent and investor. And on this podcast, we talk about real estate and life and how they intersect. And today, I want to talk about decoration, right? So I know you're like, Sean, what are you talking about decoration? Is there something I need to know? Nah, what I really want to talk about is your home, your partner, and how you decide to make this house a home. And part of making a house a home is how the house is decorated, how it's set up, the furniture, the paintings, the flooring, all these different things really make your house a home. And if you're not thoughtful about it, if you're not careful about it, your home can, instead of being a place that is your safe haven, can become a house of resentment. Every time you come home, you resent the person that you're with because of the layout of the home. This is very, very real. And so there's three things that I want to talk about and kind of drop into your mind concerning making your house a home through how your house is set up and decorated. Many times in a relationship, it is the wife that takes the lead in decorating the house. And whether it's because the husband is fine with it, because he just doesn't care, or because he has no say-so, it's typically the woman that decorates the house. Now, while this is a PSA to all couples, wives, I really want you to take heed, because the way that the house is decorated can really affect your relationship. And if you're the man that decorates the house, I want you to take heed. Because again, the layout, the atmosphere, the environment plays a vital role in your relationship. Environment plays a vital role in your upbringing, you know, versus if you grew up in the hood or grew up in the suburbs, the environment can have an effect on your mental health, your physical health, all that type of stuff. And so when it comes to your household, the environment can have the same effect on your mental health, your emotional health, and your relational health. So the first question you should be asking one another is decorating the home important to you? So let's just say you're the one in the couple that you just don't care. You don't want to think about it. It doesn't mean anything to you. You want to go to work and you want to come home and you don't care about the paintings. You don't care about whatever. And many couples operate in this space. And this is absolutely 100% fine. All right. As long as there is agreement between how you guys are going to navigate the space, do whatever you want to do. You ain't got to do what I do. All right. But there must be agreement. If you agree, hey, babe, you can take care of the whole thing. I don't care. It's whatever. That's the first thing that you need to come to consensus on. Have that conversation. Are you in agreement on who is going to do the decorating? Number two, if it is important to you, you've discussed it. And, you know, the husband says, or the wife says, you know, I want to feel like I'm represented in this space. Now that's me. I'm a creative. I was a recording artist for many years. And just by nature, I like to create. I like to design. I'm a creative by nature. And so in my house, I love paintings. I love art. I love look. When I get home from work, when I get home from driving around, you know, I'm in Hampton Roads, Virginia. And so I'm all over, you know, these seven cities. And so after all of that driving and being on the road, I want to come home and feel like the home is my home, right? The colors, the look, the feel. And so me and my wife sit down and we talk about, you know, what rooms are important. Okay. Now, some couples, you have the one couples that, you know, one of the partners just like, I don't care. But then some couples, you have, you know, one of the, one of the partners in the couple will say, for instance, a man will say, do whatever you want to do, but I need my man cave. And this is really where the idea of the man cave and the she shed comes from. It's like, I don't want to think about decorating. I don't want to go pick out art. I don't want to go and pick out chairs and furniture and all those other types. I don't want to match. I don't want to think about that. Colors. Just as long as I have my one space to do what I want to do, then I'm good. And this is where some couples land on, right? This is where you get man caves and she sheds. Sometimes it extends past the man cave and the she shed. Sometimes it's like, you know, you want your to have your personal space, your office, right? Now we have man caves and she sheds, but you also have individual offices and those that maybe have larger homes. But then it extends outside of that, right? So I'm the cook in my household. I cook on a daily basis. So the kitchen is my space. It's my safe space, all right? I'm not saying that I don't want my wife to have input, but I'm in there every single day. The flow of the kitchen, the look of the kitchen, the feel of the kitchen is important to me because I'm in there all the time. I don't want it to be designed in a way that you feel good about it when you're not really in there cooking like that. You know what I'm saying? You're in there in the refrigerator, but I'm actually spending the most time in there when I'm cooking. There may be a guest room, you know, like we have a guest room. I'm like, you know, I don't care. It's whatever. But determine the rooms that are important to you. And typically these are the rooms that you are going to spend a lot of time. Another room that's important for me, or an area that's important for me, for many men, is the backyard, right? I like my backyard looking good. I like grilling. I like entertaining. We have a pool, so I like being by the pool and, you know, taking stuff out the pool. Like, actually, for me, cleaning the pool is actually very, like, lethargic. Very therapeutic, I should say. Not lethargic. It's very therapeutic. I guess I feel lethargic when I'm about the pool, right? But that space is important. So that's number two. I would say that determine what rooms are important to you. And you can, it's not going to be even, you know, I take these five rooms, take these five rooms. No. Determine what rooms are important to you and determine the vision that you both have for the house. Because at the end of the day, one of the reasons that we decorate the home is, number one, to make ourselves more comfortable. Number two, so the house looks good for company. And so you don't want to walk, for instance, I don't want somebody walking in my house and it looks like only a woman lives there, because I'm not represented. My colors, my masculinity is not represented in there. The things that I like, the creative ideas that I have. It's like, do you even live here? You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but pictures of nothing but black woman up in here. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't represent me. So you want something that represents both of you, if that is important to you. All right. So that's the second thing. What rooms are important to you? And what is, I guess, what is the vision that you guys have that you want to display when people are coming to the house? And lastly, sometimes in order to get to that room discussion, what part does the home play in your everyday life, right? So what this means is, how often are you in the home? How frequent are you in the home? You know, if you're a stay-at-home mom or dad, then the flow of the house may mean a little different, may mean then the floor of the house may mean something differently than, you know, the spouse that leaves the house at 8 o'clock in the morning and doesn't come home till 6, right? For that person, the house is just a place to sleep and they maybe come back home and chill for the evening before they go back to bed. And the most important part of the house may be the weekend, right? I just need a place where I can relax. I don't want to be bothered. I want to clear my head. I'm working all week. If both of you are working in that capacity, then that's a whole nother discussion. How does the house play with the flow of our lives? I'm a real estate agent, so I have like these up and down moments. I have times where I'm out of the house, showing homes, doing all this other type of stuff. And then I have times where I'm home, doing paperwork. I'm in the office. I'm trying to generate leads. And so I have like this up and down. My wife owns her own practice as a therapist. So she's out of the house most of the time, leaving the house by 8, coming home at 6. And so between us, we have to determine, what does the house mean to us? What do we want to project? And how does the house play within the flow of how we live? All right. If you can determine these steps, Number one, you know, is decorating even important to you? Number two, if it is, what rooms are important to you and what is the vision that both of you have for the house? And then number three, what part does the home play in your everyday life? If you have this discussion, you have agreement, then you can create a house that feels like a home. It suits everybody's needs, even the children. And it actually will be an enhancement to your relationship instead of a detractor. All right. I hope that helps. This is Closing Culture. Again, I'm your host, Sean Slaughter. Be good to yourself and somebody else. Peace.